You're listening to SBS News.
With a plan he says will provide tax relief to encourage and reward working Australians, Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says he's backing businesses so they can create more jobs. He also says this budget will guarantee essential services for Australians and keep them safe, all while ensuring the government lives within its means. Mr. Morrison says it's been through a tough patch, but there are better times ahead.
The Australian economy is now pulling out of one of the toughest periods we have faced in generations. The global financial crisis was significant, but coming off our once-in-a-hundred-years mining investment boom had an even bigger impact, ripping $80 billion out of our economy over the 4 years to 2016-17. This directly impacted Australians and their families, including holding back wages.
The Treasurer says the Turnbull government is investing in Australia's future by funding infrastructure, research, science and technology jobs, and supporting the economic potential in the country's rural and remote regions. He says as Australia's economy moves into its 27th consecutive year of growth, it can fund essential services like health and education without borrowing to pay for them.
We are no longer borrowing money to pay for everyday expenditure like welfare payments. No longer on the credit card. We have retained Australia's international AAA credit rating from all three agencies, only one of 10 countries in the world to do so. Our national economy is strengthening. But it is also true that the benefits are yet to reach everyone, and this will take more time.
Mr. Morrison says global growth is continuing to improve across advanced and emerging economies, and Australia's economy is growing with it. Nevertheless, he says there are five things that must be done to shore that up.
One, provide tax relief to encourage and reward working Australians and reduce cost pressures on households. Yeah. Two, keep backing business to invest and create more jobs, especially small and medium-sized businesses. Guarantee, three, the essential services that Australians rely on, like Medicare, hospitals, schools, and caring for older Australians. Yeah. Four, keep Australians safe with new investments to secure our borders and, as always, ensure that the government lives within its means, keeping spending and taxes under control. Yeah. That's our plan.
Scott Morrison says with spending at an average 24.8% of GDP, this government has been responsible for the lowest rate of spending growth for any Commonwealth government in the past 50 years.
In 2017-18, the budget deficit will be less than half what it was just 2 years ago at $18.2 billion. This will be the best budget outcome since the Howard government's last budget a decade ago. The deficit will fall again to $14.5 billion in 2018-19.
In a bid to ensure taxes don't burden workers and business owners and discourage investment or growth, the Treasurer has announced a seven-year tax plan, which he says will make personal income tax lower, fairer and simpler. This year's budget offers the first step towards permanent tax relief to middle and lower income earners. Step two and three will come in future years, protecting incomes from bracket creep and flattening taxes. Mr. Morrison says this will eventually see the number of taxpayers overall on a marginal tax rate of 32.5% or less grow from 63% to 94% in 2024-25. He's also offering a number of enticements targeting older Australian voters.
Just because you're getting older does not mean you should have to surrender your dignity or your choices. We're living longer. It's a good thing. We want to preserve and increase the choices of older Australians.
Increases to home aged care places, protections for superannuation balances and opportunities to keep working without affecting age pensions are all amongst the measures. Under taxation changes, Mr. Morrison wants to progressively reduce the corporate tax rate for all companies through the 10-year enterprise tax plan. Small businesses will also benefit from the government extending the $20,000 instant asset write-off for a further 12 months, taking it to the 30th of June next year. The Treasurer says this budget includes new measures to strengthen the integrity of the tax system.
We are cracking down to ensure that the R&D tax incentives are used for their proper purpose, with enhanced integrity, enforcement and transparency arrangements, saving taxpayers $2 billion over the next 4 years. Our crackdown on multinationals has already brought around $7 billion a year in sales revenue by multinationals into our tax net, but we need to do more.
Investment in science, medical research, technology and skills are on this budget's list, as is a 10-year national infrastructure plan which mostly benefits the major East Coast states. There's $9.3 billion for the Melbourne to Brisbane Inland Rail. $6.7 billion is committed for Queensland's Bruce Highway, while Western Sydney gets up to $9.7 million for the Western Sydney Airport, the WestConnex project and a Western Sydney infrastructure plan. Mr Morrison says he'll further the so-called black economy measures from the last budget, targeting sectors where there's a higher risk of underreporting of income. Expected to bring in $5.3 billion over the next 4 years, he says the measures include outlawing large cash payments of greater than $10,000 in the Australian economy. The Treasurer ended his Budget 2018 speech to the Parliament with a naked bid for votes at the next election.
Our record of financial responsibility means that under our plan, Australians can plan for their future with confidence. We must stick with this plan because it's working. We can't afford to risk the alternative.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.